Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. How is everybody doing today? It's cold. I don't think that you are alone, because I'll tell you why in a second. Welcome to Voices Carry. This is an independent venture to help weave the fabric of our community stronger and to give everybody a voice and a platform. It's an alternative to social media, so we can be something other than keyboard warriors. We can actually have some action and have our voices heard. It's a pleasure putting the show together. It was a slow news day because I think it's cold. It is cold. It was, I saw on WeatherBug, negative 13 degrees with the wind chill. So it is cold, and I think everybody's bundled up and nobody was making any news today. So it was actually a blessing in disguise, because I was able to focus on a few more a few issues that are close to my heart and to that speak to some of the reasons why I thought this venture was necessary in the first place. I actually forgot to put my Blueys up. Bluey is a children's cartoon that's very wholesome and focuses on family. If you go to Hobby Lobby, I think that's all you see is Bluey. Hobby Lobby is a religious, it's an organization that has strong religious faith-based. So I think that's why they double down on Bluey. And that's, I remember watching Bluey with my daughter for the first time, having the the notions of, like, nothing's going to beat the Rugrats, or nothing's going to beat Ah, Real Monsters, or Ed, Edd n Eddy. And I was sorely mistaken. The Australians, it comes from Australia, and they put together a nice show. And that's actually what we're going to focus on, is family today. Sounds like Mr. Rogers. We got the stoplight and everything. I just need to take my shoes off and switch in the loafers. But no, we're going to focus on an issue that's kind of literally centralized to the Village of Cary, and it's not unlike many other towns or villages have had to go through. It's has to deal with Maplewood, the Maplewood school area, and the ball fields that the school district was gracious enough to let Cary Youth Baseball use for countless years. And that was one of my first jobs, was being an umpire there, and also playing ball there. My dad was a coach, and one of the coaches still lives in town. I still have the scorebook, the scorebooks from those games, and a lot of it's very near and dear to my heart, because not just because, you know, of nostalgia, and I don't. Not resistant to change. It's more of along the lines of if I had the opportunity to, where my parents and my wife's parents didn't live in town, honestly, I probably wouldn't even consider Cary to raise my family in how it sits now. Other than, I mean, the school districts being strong is what my parents saw, that they moved in here, and a sense of community, and, you know, not just the baseball, but everything else. That's what gravitated me towards the fire department and working with those great folks over there. You know, we have a strong police department. We have a strong fire department. We have a strong public works. And what I'm doing here is just to kind of shore up the fabric and create the discourse conversation to have a platform to where if this is an issue that's close to you, I'm sure that there is. That one of the reasons why I'm happy that it was a slow news day is because I had the chance to slow down and take a look at it. And I think the longer that this issue goes untalked about, generations pass by that don't know, they don't have all the memories. So it's going to be harder and harder to have that camaraderie again. You know, you can't really piecemeal that after the fact. So it's going to be a soft breakdown. We're going to break it down. I'm just going to lay out what the village wants to do. And first I'll just go into a brief, we went through a public meeting where they approved the layout of everything. And when I was going through the packet, this is one of the pieces of paper that I taped to the scoreboard. This scoreboard is actually from the field of which I played my first game on and hit one of my first home runs on. And longtime listeners, if you've listened before, you've probably heard me share this story. But when I was out in right field, they would throw me out in right field because I was kind of a daydreamer, a little bit of a daydreamer. And I would be outside in right field and I would stare at the scoreboard, there'd be little ding marks in the scoreboard. And I'm throwing off right now because the machine just kicked on. So give me one moment and I'll be right back. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'd be out in right field, I'd be playing baseball, and I'd be staring at this board, and there's like a ding marks in it, and it's from baseballs hitting it. And I'm like, well, I got to do that during a game. I got to be able to swing the bat and hit the scoreboard with a home run. I got very close with my first home run. It landed directly to the left of it, and I could take you exactly to this day where it landed. And I think there's a lot of folks in Cary with those same memories. And I think there's a lot of folks that have families, possibly those same folks, that want to have kids share those same memories as well, myself included. So we're going to break it down. We're going to, there goes Bluey's. I'm going to show you a few pictures. I'm going to start with a video. This was produced by the Cary Grove Baseball and Softball, Youth Baseball and Softball, and they put this together when they were attempting to affect change. And I'll play it for you right now.
This is Bob Johnson, president of CGYBS. CGYBS is a volunteer organization whose members tirelessly dedicate their time and talents to the children of our community. From the opening day parade to the last out of the season, Maplewood has been the heart and soul of our baseball and softball community for 70 years. It's the place where new friendships are made and old acquaintances renewed. Where our kids learn how to play as a team, win with grace, and lose with dignity. If you've ever been to Maplewood on a Saturday afternoon in the spring and summer, I'm sure you can close your eyes and picture it. Ball fields packed with kids cheering their teammates, the sound of the bat hitting a ball, the smell of the grill, kids getting post-game snacks at the concession stand. Maplewood is truly a special place in our community. There's no place like it. It cannot be replaced or replicated.
This is the ball field of where all that footage took place. This is the road that they want to put in. Cuts through the backyards of those folks. They're on the little left side of your screen, and then it goes right behind the ball field. And then from the Community Development Department, ironically enough, this is a opportunity site that's all laid out and highlighted. And they put the man hours, they put the effort into putting together what they'd like to see. It's like a little condominium area. And then this one really hit me because it was watermarked. That's watermarked there with, you can see where the ball fields were and then where they wanted to put where they want to put some housing. That was the last slide of their presentation. If you have questions, I was going to use that slide as questions. If you have official questions, I encourage you to go to the village and write respectfully to the village and ask them questions and ask them what's going on if you have concerns. But if you have comments, you can always email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. Proton mail is a secure email. If you want to, I know that if you have comments and you fear being vocal, I understand that. So that's why I set that up. And you can remain anonymous. If you can just, you know, say, please don't show my email. And you don't have to put your name on it. You know, you can, and we'll get your voices out there as long as it's respectful and, you know, has a good undertone to where it's like, you know, this is my concern. This is what I'd like to see happen. excuse me. So that's what the village put together. That's not what no contractor or anything put that together. That's what the village would like to see, is my understanding. And I want to find out if that's what you would like to see. I've said it before, I'm not against change. It's just this is a pretty big centralized area in our community. And I'd like to formally ask for your input. I have a photograph of when I found out that this was potentially on the chopping block. I went out there and this is the web page that they set up. It's called MaplewoodAccessRoad.info. So the village set up a website, MaplewoodAccessRoad.info, and you can see all their plans. For more information that we will break down in a later show. And then I, when I found out this was on the chopping block, I went out there and all the foul poles needed a nice painting. So I wanted to paint them. And a little part of me felt like it was scrubbing the decks of the Titanic as it was going down. And it didn't sit well with me. I wanted to, I guess you could say that that's part of the reason why I wanted to start this venture. There's many reasons why, including some on this shelf that you can't necessarily see. But there's a lot of landmark reasons that I have that I'll show you in later shows of things that just concern me, especially being a father and having that obligation and responsibility to do something. So that's, you know, that's why I wanted to put that out there and formally ask for your input for what you would like to see done. If you're happy with it, great. You know, we'll bring that and we'll show that just as much as folks that are against it. So this is, like I said, a show for you and a show for the residents of Cary. And I wanted to kind of break that down. And when I got this scoreboard, I they were selling them for donations, and I said, can I have the one from the field that I hit the home run on? And luckily enough, he actually marked where they came from on the back. So I got that one. And I have a few fun things on here, like 847. I thought that was clever. And then 222, that's like a good luck number. And then I have a whole bunch of numbers here. These are actually, can you imagine the memories here from, these are the numbers that came with the scoreboard here. So I guess you can call this a Maplewood special. I thought it deserved, it was kind of a, like I said, a blessing in disguise that it was a slow news day and I wasn't able to pull in current events. So I could focus on this and give everybody the opportunity to sound off and email us at voicescary@proton.me. And then let me know if there's any other fun ones that you can think of. I'm going to put one more up. But yeah, that's how it starts. It's just all of us talking together, not giving up. And it really runs deeper than just Maplewood. It's, you know, if it really runs into just being a community to where we think we have a voice in the direction to where we'd like to see it go with our family and future generations. And, you know, you can't just live every day just putting out fires. You have to live inspired. You have to be, you know, you can't just wake up every day and just everything is just about problem solving. It's got to be, there's got to be stuff that gets you excited. And I'm very much excited about the future. And so should you. So please reach out to us on voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me, and we'll probably won't be tomorrow, but I look forward. The cutesy time might be over next year, so this we might revisit Maplewood starting in January, and I look forward to it. It's an honor putting this show together, and I'm deeply humbled by all the responses and the love that I get on the comments. I read all your comments on YouTube, and please reach out, like I said, on email. And then also, I just had somebody ask, like, when are you going to bring on guests? And I guess the person that said that was, like, tired of just hearing me talk, which sometimes I can feel your pain, but You know, it's always a fun time. Oh, that was a good one. So